Welcome to Healthy Family Connections, the podcast for families wanting out-of-the-box solutions to parenting and relationship challenges, with your host, psychotherapist and author of Ending the Parenting Control Battle, Neil D. Brown.
Are you providing support to your young adult child and wonder if you're doing the right thing? Today's Healthy Family Connections podcast, episode number 27, is titled, Am I Helping or Enabling My Young Adult Child? It's sponsored by Neil D. Brown, LCSW, and I'm your host, Neil D. Brown, and I'm here to help you create that enjoyable family you've always dreamed of. And for those looking for help with their parenting and relationship challenges, come to my website, neildbrown.com, and download my free Parent Burnout Recovery Guide. And please remember, this is an educational podcast. It is not a substitute for psychotherapy when you need it. Today, we're answering a question from Rachel of Culver City, California. And Rachel, I have good friends who live in Culver City, and I know you are right outside of LA. So Rachel writes, our son is 19 years old and is living at home with us. He started at the community college but wasn't serious, and he dropped out. He says he wants to work in the film industry, and he was very involved in film production in high school but wasn't studious and got poor grades. He says he has lots of leads on production crews, and he sometimes goes out on small jobs, but then there's lots of time between jobs. The problem is that his lifestyle is that he sleeps in until late after staying out late at night, and when he's home, he's mostly in his room on his computer playing games. I'm not sure how much marijuana he smokes, but I know he uses it. We know it takes time to break into this career, but we aren't sure what we should be expecting from him. Chores? Rent? He doesn't have much money. We don't like him sleeping in so late, but he's too old for us to keep on him. When we try to talk to him, he just gets defensive. What's the right thing to do here? Wow, Rachel, I'm so glad you're asking this question because I've seen so many parents with their young adult children in counseling lately, and the issues you are raising are common to so many parents now. There are a lot of young adults living at home with their parents these days for several reasons. You know, one is, of course, that housing is very expensive in many parts of the country, and in the LA area where Rachel lives, rents are very high. So with minimum wage jobs or even career entry-level jobs, young adults are going to have trouble affording housing. But let's look at this developmental stage that we're calling young adulthood. So I'm calling young adulthood the period of time when kids graduate from high school to about age, say, 24. These are amazing years in human development. It's often the first time kids have lived away from their families, and whether they're home or away, their lives are no longer prescribed, and they're making lots of decisions independently. They're deciding how much time to spend doing whatever and who they're going to spend it with. It's important to remember that puberty extends to about age 22 or 23 for young women and 23 or 24 for young men. And neurological development is continuing during this period of time. So we can think of this time as extended or late adolescence, but let's call it young adulthood. And just remember that development is still taking place and these young adults are not full adults yet. And so often they will need continued parenting. Often parental support means financial support as well as emotional support and guidance. As our kids are gradually moving away from the nest, and they're finding their place in the world. So generally speaking, if adolescence has gone well for our kids, then they are ready for their young adulthood. And even though this can be a very dynamic stage of life, then they're going to be prepared to go through it relatively well. It's never easy. There's a lot of learning for them to do, but they're up to the challenge. If our kids have struggled with their adolescence and don't have reasonable goals or good habits and self-esteem, then young adulthood can be fraught with problems and miscues. Some kids who may seem to have done well in adolescence by being compliant, but they haven't done enough of their own decision-making or grown socially and emotionally, they can struggle in young adulthood as well. So substance abuse, legal problems, financial problems, mental health issues can all emerge during these years. In fact, 15 to 24-year-olds account for about 40% of all arrests in the United States, even though this group comprises only about 14% of the population. So, as our kids enter this developmental stage, we as parents need to ask ourselves and be certain that the support we are providing our kids is helping them as they grow and move forward. We want to help leverage their potential. This is the question Rachel is struggling with. In other words, is the help helping them grow towards their goals, or is our help enabling them to stall and not move forward in a productive way? And thus the term for that is enabling. This is the essential question, and yet the answer might be different for each kid because their circumstances can all be very different. For instance, you know, what if a kid has significant learning differences or ADHD or a psychiatric condition? What if the job market for your kid's particular career is extremely tight and then that's limiting their opportunities? But here are a few basic principles to keep in mind when deciding how much help and under what circumstances to offer that help. The issues and problems that your young adult has belongs to them, not to us. Our job is to support them in accomplishing their goals. If they aren't working to accomplish their goals, or if their efforts on their own behalf are weak and inadequate, our help is helping them stay stuck or is enabling. If they are living at home with you, their parents, then they need to be positive and productive members of the household. True, they are legal adults and shouldn't be micromanaged by their parents. On the other hand, they need to bring a positive young adult attitude to their parents and their situation. And that can include lots of things, including keeping reasonable hours, letting their parents know when they're going to be spending the night away, participating in chores, taking care of their space, in some cases, paying some amount of rent. A third principle to know if helping is positive or is enabling is the quality of the communication with your young adult kid. If you can talk about issues openly without these conversations turning into an argument, then as issues and problems arise, then they can be effectively discussed and dealt with. If parents can't talk with their young adult kids and resolve issues together, kids are either defensive or avoidant, well, that signals a control battle and most likely parental enabling behavior. Let's take a look at Rachel's situation with her son now. Rachel, your son is not doing everything he can do to grow and improve his situation. He's sleeping in and playing endless video games, and that's not a productive use of his time. And it doesn't sound like he's being a very productive member of the household either. In fact, it doesn't seem that much has changed at all since high school, where your son did what he enjoyed doing, namely his video work, and he did not manage his other responsibilities very well. And now, as a young adult, he's doing the same thing. He didn't manage his responsibilities at community college and only wants to do what he enjoys doing. So while it's great that he has a strong interest, which is important since it can be motivating, he doesn't seem to have the maturity to develop his interest, his production skills. So being hired at a low level to help with short production pieces is not going to get him very far. I don't know what went on when he was in high school, but dollars to donuts, you and his father struggled to get him to be responsible, and he kept falling short. In other words, you were in a control battle, and his development flatlined. And now the same control battle is in place with the same result. Little to no progress. So just so you know what I'm talking about, in your question, you said that when you talk with him, he gets defensive and then you back off. So as long as that goes on and you can't talk about issues and problems, no progress is going to take place. And I'm quite sure that his marijuana use is and has been a significant contributing factor in his underachievement, and underachievement is one way to name what's going on with him. So you and his dad are going to need to shift out of enablement and create a much healthier and more productive relationship with your son. He has a lot of maturing to do, so this may not be easy. But if you follow a solid and positive plan, things will start to move in the right direction. To start, you and your husband need to resolve to stop enabling and agree to only support your son in healthy movement forward. He's going to need to keep reasonable hours. He's going to need some education. He's going to need a realistic plan for his career. He's going to need a job. He's going to need to participate in home responsibilities, and he's going to need to have a look at his substance abuse issues. It seems to me that therapy and substance abuse treatment, or at least an assessment, is going to need to be an important part of changing the family pattern and getting your son the help he really needs. Rachel, here is how you can get things started. And I'm going to just call your son. I'm going to make up a name for him. He's Frank. First, let Frank know that you need to have an important conversation. With cell phones off, TV off, you and his father and Frank undistracted. When you're all sitting down, maybe with a cup of coffee or a cold drink, keep in mind that the conversation and your attitude is going to be completely positive. And of course, Frank isn't going to like what he's going to hear, and he's going to be defensive, but you will not get drawn in or backed off. Start with what you know to be Frank's good qualities. For instance, you might say, "We want you to know that we love you, and we believe in you, and we want to support you. We know you are smart and capable and can do most anything you put your mind to." And then, Rachel, you're going to want to acknowledge any other attributes. For instance, you might, if this is true, you would say, "We know you're good with people, you're a good and loyal friend, you're generous, you're athletic, you're knowledgeable about many things." Whatever happens to be true about your son, Frank, you're going to use this time to acknowledge those things very specifically. Now I'll continue my role play with the conversation that you can have. "We're concerned that you aren't moving forward in a healthy way. Things haven't been good for a long time. In high school, you did what you enjoyed, but you didn't develop the discipline to accept responsibility for those things that you didn't enjoy. And we didn't hold you to a high enough standard. And shame on us. That's on us. And right now, things are continuing in that way, with you doing the things that you enjoy, but not challenging yourself to do the things that are important, but that you don't enjoy. And your marijuana use has been going on a long time and is no doubt part of holding you back. So going forward, things will need to be very different, and there will need to be some new understandings to get things out of their rut, because we're in a rut. Frank, you're going to need to have to be more responsible in general. We will expect you to develop some career goals and some specific plans and steps to take to accomplish those goals, not just waiting around for some small temporary jobs. And education is no doubt an important part of that, and you're going to need to take some steps in that direction as well. You're going to need to get a regular job. You're going to need to make some contributions around the house as well, not just specific chores, which we'll talk more specifically about, but you need to have an attitude that you're an important member of the household and are happy to help out, and then do things that you see need to be done. And of course, that includes doing a much better job of cleaning up after yourself. We need you to think of yourself as a young adult and stop expecting us to take care of you as if you are a child. Sleeping away half the day and staying out every night late is not a formula for success, and neither is playing endless video games. We're going to need you to be up every day and either going to work, going to school, or looking for work. Also, you're going to need to have take a hard look at your pot use. We're very concerned that you've been smoking for a long time now, and it's a big part of what's holding you back. For starters, we're all going to see a therapist together and talk over these issues and get some help making a plan. And part of counseling will need to be you getting an evaluation for your substance abuse issues. We all need a new start. You need to take strong steps in a positive direction for yourself, and we need strong steps in a healthy parenting of a young adult direction. We've all got our work to do. Well, how does this sound, Rachel? I'm guessing a little overwhelmed, but think about it and think about this is going to be done in your voice and in your way, but it's really important to say things are not going to continue the way they were. We're looking for a new beginning. I do think starting with all three of you together, going to see a seasoned family therapist would be a great start. If you just send him to therapy on his own, the therapist's only going to hear what he tells them. They won't get the bigger picture, and it won't do much to help you out of your enabling pattern. So listeners, let's remember that young adulthood is an important and often challenging developmental stage for many young people and us, their parents. Stay positive and make sure that your efforts at helping and supporting are doing just that, and that your support isn't enabling or undermining your young adult's development. Here's my challenge to all of us. Are we asking enough of our kids? Are we seeing and inviting them to use and develop their potential? Of course, we need to love and support our kids, but part of loving and supporting them is expecting their best. So let's look in the mirror and ask ourselves, are my standards high enough to help my son or daughter discover how capable they truly are? Hey, thanks for tuning in today, listeners, and thanks to Rachel from Culver City for bringing up this important topic. And please, feel free to come to my website, Neil D. Brown, and sign up for my weekly newsletter, where there is plenty of helpful stuff there right now and plenty more in the pipeline. And if you haven't already done so, grab a copy of my book, Ending the Parent-Teen Control Battle. Many readers have told me that it is the least expensive and best counseling session they ever had. And if you're enjoying my podcast, I'd love it if you'd go to my iTunes site at Healthy Family Connections and leave a review there. And please, take care of yourselves. You need it. You deserve it. You're worth it. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Healthy Family Connections with Neil D. Brown. If you have a question you'd like answered, head over to neildbrown.com/submit and enter your question for Neil there. While you're there, be sure to sign up for his weekly offering. You may want to pick up a copy of Ending the Parent-Teen Control Battle at your favorite bookstore or online retailer. Join us again for the Healthy Family Connections podcast.